Flake, who had been running behind in recent polls ahead of his re-election campaign, announced he's not going to run. USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The governor of Maryland instructing all state agencies not to do business with any company that boycotts Israel.
The order is meant to stand against the Palestinian-led boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, urging companies to refuse to do business in Israel.
This effort to stand in solidarity against the BDS movement will help us ensure that our state's cultural and business ties with Israel will remain strong and will continue to grow into the future.
Hogan says there's no place in the state for boycotts and threats, and all future contracts will require the companies certify that they do not economically discriminate against Israel. Hogan says if any current contractors refuse, they will be terminated.
GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan says the middle class will be benefiting the most from big tax cuts. In the Capitol Hill briefing, Ryan said too many families are living paycheck to paycheck. Tax reform is a top Republican priority. Ryan says he hopes to get it done by the end of this year. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A business relationship that's been together longer than you've been alive, coming to an end. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
The Wall Street Journal reports the retailer has ended the relationship after taking issue with pricing demands made by the appliance manufacturer. The merchandise that's still in stock at Sears, like washing machines and refrigerators, that's going to be sold off. But Whirlpool products have already been taken off the Sears website, also taken off the Kmart site, as Kmart's owned by Sears. I'm Chris Barnes.
The fatal stabbing of a student at a high school in New York now leading to a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. Here's Scott Pringle.
Attorney Sanford Rubenstein tells the Daily News the school failed to follow protocols when accusations of bullying were made. And the lawsuit notice states the Urban Assembly School for Wildlife Conservation did not have metal detectors, despite most teachers reporting not feeling safe. Last month, authorities allege 18-year-old Abel Cedeno used a knife to stab 2 students inside a classroom. Matthew McCree died from his injuries.
Retiring Tennessee Senator Bob Corker says Donald Trump is not up to the task of being president. The Tennessee Republican has been engaged in a war of words with the president. Talking with reporters at the Capitol, Corker suggested Trump start acting like a commander-in-chief. He said Trump was untruthful and divisive and said that his demeanor is debasing the United States. The Tennessee Republican chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Trump tweeted that Corker's incompetent and clueless on global affairs. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Somewhere to the south of New York City lies the friendly state of Tennessee. Down in Nashville town I met a pretty, who made a pretty big fool out of me. And they call her Sally, Sally G. Why do you want to do the things you do to me? You're my Sally, Sally G.
heart that was the heart of me. Sally G. The nightlife took me down to Prince's Alley, where Sally sang a song behind the bar. I ran my eyes across her as she sang a tangled mind. I used to love to hear her sweet guitar. And they called her Sally, Sally G. Why do you want to do the things you do to me? You're my Sally, Sally G. You took the part that was the heart of me, Sally G. Sally took off, things began to look up, me and her were going strong. Then she started lying, I could see our love was dying. I heard a voice say, move along. If she ever really understood, I never thought to ask her what the letter G stood for, but I know for sure it wasn't good. And they called her Sally, Sally G. Why do you want to do the things you do to me? You're my G. Took the part that was the heart of me, Sally G. Take it, chaps. Sally G. Yeah, Sally G.
It is Tuesday, a little after 5 p.m., and you know what that means. Randazzler's musical journey is up and running. Just heard Sally G. from Paul McCartney and Wings. That song was actually the B-side to his bigger hit in 1974, Junior's Farm. So before we move on to the next song, let's take a quick look at the 100 and Chamber Radio Target Weather Forecast for your Central Jersey listening area. Currently, 73 degrees. Few clouds in the air. Tonight, expect some showers, going down to a low of 53 degrees. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 67. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 42. And then Thursday, slight chance of showers, high of 61. Then Thursday night, showers again, low of 38 degrees. So the next song we're going to move on to is James Taylor with Country Road.
Highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool, I wanna pass that way again. But you know I could feel it country road. Sail on home to Jesus, won't you, good girls and boys. I'm all in pieces, you can have your own choice. But I can hear a heavenly band full of angels, and they're coming to set me free. I don't know nothing about the why or when, but I
can tell you that it's bound to be, because I could feel it, child, yeah. On a country road, I guess my feet know where they want me to go. Walking on a country road, yeah. Take to the highway, won't you lend me your name? Your way and my way seem to be one and the same, child. Mama don't understand it, she wants to know where I've been. I have to be some kind of natural born fool, I wanna pass that way again, but I could feel it, Lord. Country road. Walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down, walk on down a country road. La 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 la.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. Thank you.
Here You Come Again from Dolly Parton here on Randazzler's Musical Journey. Now it's time to just sit back and take it easy with the Eagles.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Nothing wrong with sitting back and taking it easy with the Eagles here on Randazzler's Musical Journey. Now let's discuss or listen to the life of an old man as told by Neil Young.
Love lost such a cost. give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
From stories of old men to another story about a gambler up next.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. To boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
things done. You got to know when to hold them.
When to hold them.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
The Gambler from Kenny Rogers. You know, I bet a gambler would also tell you that he or she is no angel. Greg Allman will explain in this next song. No angel indeed, Greg Allman with the song, I'm No Angel. Next up, Marshall Tucker Band, Heard It in a Love Song.
Heard it in a love song.
on down the line. Heard your love song. Heard your love song. Heard your love song. Can't be wrong.
Tucker Band, Heard It in a Love Song. Going to stay in the country realm with this next song from Alabama, Love in the First Degree.
I once thought of love as a prison, a place I didn't want to be. So long ago, I made a decision to be footloose and fancy free. But you came and I was so tempted to gamble on love just one time. I never thought I would get caught. It seemed like the perfect crime. Baby, love me faceless.
first degree. I thought it would be so simple, like a thousand times before. I'd take what I wanted and just walk away, but I never made it to the door. Now, babe, I'm not begging for mercy. Go ahead and throw the book at me. If loving you's a crime, I know that I'm as guilty as a man.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Nothing like Sweet Home Alabama from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Up next, this is a song written by Kenny Loggins, but of course was made famous by country superstar Ann Murray, and that is Danny's Song.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like him and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Love a guy who holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love him and he'll bring you love. And if you find he helps your mind, better take him home. Yeah, don't you live alone. Try to earn what lovers own. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a change. Joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright.
Danny's Song from Ann Murray. Up next, Poco with A Little Thing Called Crazy Love.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned by a faded memory. Just when I think I'm over her, this broken heart will mend. I hear her name and I have to cry. The tears come down again. It happens all the time. This crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refusing to unwind. Ooh, crazy love. Ah, count the stars in a summer sky that fall without a sound, and then pretend that you can't hear these teardrops coming down. It happens all the time, this crazy love of mine.
Crazy Love by Poco. You're on Randazzler's Musical Journey. Before I get to the last song today, last song will be by The Stones. Time for me to head out. Of course, the fastest hour on radio goes by as always. I'll be back same time, same chair next week on Halloween for a great Halloween music show, so you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned for that next week. So as I said before, The Stones, and this is Wild Horses.
Thank you. someday, babe. After we die.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Democratic president says he agrees with President Trump that the media is being tougher on his administration than it's been on probably any other president. Here's USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
Former President Jimmy Carter says President Trump is getting tougher media treatment than any of his predecessors. Carter told the New York Times, quote, "The media have been harder on Trump than any other president," unquote. Carter added the news media think they feel free to claim Trump is mentally deranged and everything else without hesitation. The former Democratic chief executive also defending Trump's style against claims that the president's style is souring relations with the rest of the world. Carter said the situation might be escalating, but he thinks it precedes Trump. Carter also countered the Democratic